It's a book formed from a coffee shop plan. So recalled Cole Forrest, who along with Kelsey Borgford, has released Once the Smudge is Lit, a new poetry collection from Kegadance Press. The two writers' talents were augmented by illustrations from Tessa Pietzel. The three friends have known each other for many years, and each has been active in the local art scene since high school. Plans to collaborate on a book were simmering for some time, and in December of 2022, we all met at a coffee shop and started planning out what we wanted to do, Forrest said, and now that plan has reached fruition. Patricia Campbell, with Kegadance Press, felt the works within Once the Smudge is Lit carry the reader into deeply spiritual elements of Anishinaabe culture, highlighting indigenous experience in post-colonial times via themes ranging from friendship and love to ceremony and community. Both Borgford and Forrest are from Nipissing First Nation, and illustrator Pietzel is a Moose Cree First Nation artist living in North Bay. Currently, she is studying fine arts at Nipissing University. Borgford has published a children's book, What's in a Bead, and Forrest is involved in film in addition to his writing. We always wanted to do something together, Forrest highlighted. We're trying to portray our experiences within culture and within our communities, Forrest said. Experiences that Indigenous people can connect to, because a lot of us do have what you could call a collective experience in terms of trauma and the way that we do our best to navigate our cultures within our families and within our wider communities. He and Borgford penned many new works for the collection, and he emphasized how poetry served as the perfect medium to present the stories and experiences they wanted to share. Poetry in itself is a very raw and honest artistic expression, he said. Forrest hopes the writing resonates with readers. We want everyone to read this book. We also really want Indigenous people to read this book because Indigenous literature is extremely important. Which is one reason he holds his publisher in such high regard, as Kegadance Press was founded by Anishinaabe writer Kateria Kiwenzi Dam. Since 1993, the press has remained committed to publishing the works of Indigenous writers and illustrators. It's incredibly important to support Indigenous-led presses, writers, and artists, Forrest said. We need to articulate those experiences in this artistic way. The artists plan to host some readings and events to promote their work in the upcoming months. April is Poetry Month, which is prime time for a reading or two. Visit Kegadance Press's website for updates.